Now listen to part of a lecture on the topic you just read about.
Hello, class. Today we're going to continue our discussion on computer security threats. As you all probably know, one of the greatest threats to computers is viruses. Now, your book talked a lot about using antivirus software in order to prevent attacks. But although that software is very useful, using it by itself isn't really that helpful in protecting your computer. See, one thing I want you to understand is that even computers with antivirus software are still vulnerable to attacks. Why is that? Well, remember how your book talked about how the antivirus software works? It said that it runs scans from time to time and looks for suspicious behavior on the machine. But the thing is, viruses are pretty advanced now, and the people that make them are sure to make the files seem as harmless as possible. Because of this, it is pretty hard for the software to catch them sometimes. In the time that it takes the software to spot the virus, it could have already been spread to other computers. Does that make sense? Good. So while experts agree that using antivirus software helps, the best way to prevent viruses is to use a combination of preventative methods. So, moving on. Another thing about antivirus software is that you can't just get it on your machine and let it do all the work. Your reading mentioned that when the software runs the scans, it's watching out for known viruses. But here's the thing. There are thousands and thousands of viruses that are written daily. In order for the software to be helpful at all, the user must download updates frequently. This keeps the software ready to handle any new viruses that have been identified.